Hey, welcome to Demon and Blob. I'm Tori M.
I'm Zaya.
Today is session two of our podcast, and today we kind of want to talk about the school system, because what other better topic is there to talk about by two students that are victim to the school system?
Last time we talked about something not so fun. Today will be a lot of complaining and just more fun.
General talk. I think one thing we're trying to do is keep a more consistent, consistently universal topics, so everyone can kind of relate and have their own opinions about, you know?
So. Alright. Two, we literally have notes, and the first line says why we hate it.
Pretty much.
We hate it for many reasons.
When did you start hating the school system?
I think from the very beginning. I moved here, and then it was sixth grade, and then I was forced into...
Wait, how was your school system back, you know, back home?
I don't know, it was fifth grade. We just kind of came to school, drew and doodled, and then went home.
That's true.
Yeah, but sixth grade, you start, like, learning, and honestly, it sucked. I mean, sixth grade, it wasn't as bad as later on, but...
I personally did not start hating the school system until I got to high school, because in middle school, I didn't give it really anything much thought, and this will probably be a bigger topic along the lines later about, like, being naive and just not
and being a child.
Yeah, pretty much, because that was me all in middle school, and I didn't really understand a lot of things, so I didn't really care about the school system. I just went to school, did my work, and then went home. It was kind of... didn't really think much about it until high school. And that was when I started hating not just school, but everything else.
That's true. The teenage years hit. Well, personally, I will say. Again, I keep saying personally a lot, and I will say it is because everybody has their own opinions, and anything I say is only my opinion. It's not fact. So, I have many reasons for hating the school system, but my main reason, surprisingly very logical, is that it doesn't prepare us for anything outside of it. You learn for 12 years, and then you jump out into the real world, into, like, whether you choose to go to college, or work right away, or anything that you choose to do. It doesn't prepare you in any way, and I will explain. So,
it really doesn't. I feel like we have a lot of classes. It's good to build a foundation for each of our, you know, the core classes like math and science and history. But I think at a point when you're in high school in a higher level, I don't see why everyone needs to have this amount of credits for everything, because I feel like by the time you're at the end of high school, you're supposed to be exploring more of a career path rather than still building this foundational thing. Also, there's no classes to talk about, like, taxes.
There are a few. I've taken
but they're not required, though, yeah. Is a thing. My friend, actually, her cousin is in Chicago, I believe, and they actually had a little section of time where they made the kids think about, like, college, and they had counselors mm-hmm. come in, but where we are, we don't have that sort of stuff, and I feel like it's not a universal thing for schools to really care much about the school, like, mm-hmm. the preparation for college and your career path. Like, I know there's counselors, but that's, like, you have to make your initiative to ask them, and not everyone knows what to say or ask, and sometimes it's kind of a really open-ended way of communicating, and you don't always know what to even look for, so that's why I kind of wish there was a more guidance in this sense, and somebody to tell us, you know, more of what are we supposed to know, what are we supposed to do, but there isn't that, so that kind of sucks.
Okay, my turn. I hate the school system, because it is very... It teaches us the wrong things. I will say, yes, I understand to some extent why we learn so many different things. Again, to some extent, because we have to learn how to learn. That is a skill that we need to get used to, but they teach it the wrong way. They create this need for validation each step of the way. Like, you learn something, and then the teacher says, good job. And then you have a quiz about it, and then you're graded right there and then. And then after that, you have a test about it, and then an exam, and then the semester ends, and then you forget everything about everything. And that just teaches you blunt memorization and to need somebody staring at you for right. you to actually do your job, which is why, independently, we don't have any motivation to go and learn by ourselves. Like, right. in college, for example, you have your professor who gives zero shits about what it is that you're doing. You have your own responsibilities, you have your own life, and the professor's just there to point out the information. Honestly, just most of the time, just reading from the book, which you probably have to read and take notes on and learn by yourself. Where in the school system, they don't teach you how to do that. They just force the work on you. You do it in class, you have this sort of limited thing that you have to do every day, and then you go into class, you memorize it again, and then you forget about it a week later. And I think that's very stupid. Later, also, not just in college, in your jobs, like in the future, in general, you have to learn things whether you like it or not. But because of the way the school system is, you don't get a chance to do that independently, or at least to learn how to do it. And then when you do actually have to do it, like, for example, you go into, let's say you have an office job. You go in, you sit, and you have to learn, like, a new program on your computer to learn how to use it with everybody else. You need to learn how to communicate with other people. You need to learn this, all of this new material. And you have to go home, and you have to go over it by yourself, because otherwise you won't remember it. That's just how the way the human brain works. Repetition is the best key to memorizing things. And because we were forced to do all of that memorization and repetition and all of that in class, where somebody stares at you and gives you a mark every step of the way, telling you how well you did and where you did wrong, we don't learn how to recognize those things ourselves.
That's actually a good point. I personally think, even in college in general, I still just don't like how it's like, you, if you don't do your, if you don't meet the deadlines, you're basically dead. That's kind of it. I think it's because, like, when there's a deadline at hand, your brain is automatically, oh, I have to finish the deadline. It's not, oh, I should learn what I'm doing, you know? So that's why I feel like this also, I feel like, is an issue now, especially with more technology, more people are, you know, cheating with this sort of mentality, because people just want to get a good grade
and be done with it.
Exactly. So that's why, are we even learning anymore? I don't really know, honestly.
But then again, is there a need for it? We are a new generation, and we have all of this information at our fingertips. Do we really need to learn all of that stuff?
I think it's good to have foundational knowledge, but then there's a certain extent that I don't see why it's required in school, and rather we should do stuff that's more important, you know?
Mm-hmm.
As I said, like taxes or something. Cause
something useful.
I personally don't know how to do that, and that's, I'm trying to.
Dude, I learned about it. I had a class I took about but that taxes, wasn't required, but I don't remember though. Any of it. Just because my head is so filled with physics and whatever else we learned.
Right. And personally, that wasn't a required class, and I never took it because I still had other extracurricular classes. Because I took orchestra and then I did art, and that's kind of my thing I did.
Yeah, what I remember from that year of learning is just centrifugal, what was it, the force that goes around?
Centrifugal force and yeah. centripetal force in
yeah,
physics.
Yeah, those. And then those projectile forces and how to calculate velocity or whatnot.
Which
and
is fine, but like, both of us, we're not going into physics or any engineering mm-hmm. stuff in general. So we don't see why we were supposed, why that was such, especially because that was that was important to our, okay, where we're from, we have a GPA system.
Fun.
And that was important to our, you know, our GPA if we did. That was a determining factor, right? But we don't know exactly why that was a determining factor if we didn't really have interest in it. And it was more so that, oh, lots of colleges are interested to see if you did physics or not. But the question is, will I even know how to apply the physics knowledge I had?
But we don't need it. It doesn't matter.
In college, so.
It really doesn't matter whether... Like... Yeah, we did physics, but neither of us are gonna use it, so what was the point in the first place?
Yeah.
Life is hard.
Well, that was pretty much...
Well, there's more to the school system. The social aspect, not just
the learning of it. The social aspect. We love the social aspect of the school system. Mm. The societal stigma and stress of school.
Yeah, we had a tough time. How, personally, I don't have, except you, a single friend from school that is an actual friend, not just a person I see as a classmate, that I contact for need of help in class, which they don't contact me for that reason as well. Like, how are you supposed to learn proper...
social etiquette.
Yeah, and friendships and how to... Yeah, I don't... So much stress is placed on...
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. There's a lot of stress with being, like... it's like, if you see someone by themselves, they're automatically weird because they're alone. But I don't know why that's the case. And there's always that thing about if you're with a bigger group, it's better. And I don't know why, but there's these all these weird things about, you know... the social setting of school, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I honestly don't know why. And for me, growing up, it was, I paid attention, but I've never been amazing at school. You know, I'm pretty average at school. On my standards, at least, because everyone has different standards. But to me, I'm pretty average at school, like, pretty normal. And I guess sometimes some of the people I was around, it was like, oh, grades are really important. And to me, I've always felt like, depending on your grade, that kind of determined who would be your friend, just based on your grades and stuff. And I don't know, I feel like that's the whole...
Yeah, it's very surprising how many people have friends who are sort of like the same...
grade level.
Yeah, like...
academic level, that's
what it's sort of... You say it's a free world, but is it really? Is it? It's always like, I do understand, in a way, you know, sort of the class system, the way they do, like, people are... If you want to be a better person, you surround yourself by better people, I do get that. But also the way it's sort of forced at school.
I don't think if you have better grades, you're a better person, because I've just seen some people... I feel like some people with better grades aren't always good people, because... I'm not saying that... Okay, how do I explain this correctly? I feel like I've seen some people with good grades, but you realize they didn't work to, you know,
yeah,
their grades by themselves.
Some people are literally...
Some people have, you know...
yeah.
Throughout the years, I've heard a lot of things about, you know, people have sort of used other people's actual intelligence to their advantage. And then they get into the group, and it's like, they seem like they're also at the same, you know, academic level as them, which isn't true, because they've actually been using them the whole time. And then, so that's why I realize, who gives a shit about societal groups when... 50%, not 50%, like, actually 80% of friends groups are pretty much fake in high school.
Everybody's fake in high school. Because nobody can figure out who they are.
So that's what I think. I think one thing is... Okay, this is the same thing with the validation thing. It's like, we say we don't care, and I'm trying really hard to not care, because I've actually gotten a lot better about it, because now, I guess, I'm starting to know, like, who the people I actually want to surround myself with, you know? And not people that I'm surrounding myself with because of school, I guess. So I think it's important to look, to be clear about that, because I think some people get, I guess their judgment gets clouded by the whole fact that they should be with people to make them look better or to make them feel more secure in a social setting of school, because there's a lot of pressure in the school setting. And I think as you're growing up, you should be more aware of people who actually care about you, or people who actually will look out for you. So I think that's important to keep in mind in school, because school is toxic.
School is toxic.
So, that's definitely important.
I think like we talked in our last episode, loneliness is a very big thing with...
Especially in school.
Yes, because you're forced to do all of this work, which mostly is independent, and you just sort of neglect all mental aspects that you have. Mental and
there's the mental emotional aspect, and then also the whole idea that you need to have other people to, you know, be around so you can succeed in school, I guess. Because I feel like school is always telling you to be more interactive with others.
But it's also inhibiting that.
Which is interesting, because school is, like, telling you to be more interactive with others, but there's nothing that really propels you to be more communicative, I guess. Because there's no class or nothing to tell you how to be more communicative. It's like, we just have to understand.
Figure it out by ourselves.
But not everyone has...
They don't tell us how to figure it out by ourselves. They don't prepare us for that.
And I don't think everyone understands how to do that or can do that as well as others. Like, for me personally, I am really bad at communicating. I've always been bad at communicating, and that's another reason with the loneliness that I talked about last episode, because I'm always like, oh, maybe I didn't communicate this properly, and maybe people don't want to listen to me. You know, I feel that way, and it's like, I just don't know how to, quote-unquote, on societal standards, how to communicate properly, you know?
I don't think there should be standards for some, like, specific things that do have standards. Like, who says what the normal way to say, sort of, like, how do you communicate your feelings if each person has, like, their own individual way of doing that? Like, everybody has different feelings, and everybody has different ways to express them. So, having a normal for that is... wrong.
We kind of deferred from what we were talking about, but basically what we're trying to say is just...
I mean, the whole episode about is about the school system and how bad it is, so it's fine.
It's basically, like, we're trying to say how the societal, in the societal climate of school is kind of really contradicting, honestly.
This reminds me of one of the prompts we have. I have an English class, and one of the prompts we had had the words... emotional temperature.
Oh, right.
It made me think of that. It's so, like, I don't know why I think it's so funny, but...
was an interesting...
What's an emotional temperature?
Who knows, honestly. But, yeah, that was kind of what we were talking about with the social aspect. And that's why another sort of, topic we kind of want to talk about was the mental health aspect, but skip through this. We will put a timestamp if it's too long. No, we're going to put a timestamp in the description if you don't feel comfortable listening to more sensitive topics such as these. We're not going to go into...
Not a timestamp, just a quick warning about... most of the stuff we're going to talk about isn't going to be too sensitive because we're just sitting here and talking about whatever. But if we are into something specific, we will put a warning in the description that it's going to be maybe, like, triggering or sensitive.
This does... I think the social aspect of school does lean into the kind of mental health stuff.
Yeah, but we haven't touched much about it. It's just... touching on what we touched... what we started talking about last time.
Yeah, I think it's both with, like, grades and then the societal aspect of school that really makes you, kind of propels you into, like, just feeling a lot of time, I guess, a lot of people in school feel like they're not enough, or they always have to compare themselves to others, because I think that's, again, how the school system's, like, created. You know, there's, like, rankings, and then there's always stuff like, you know, your SAT, if you get, basically, if you get a 1400, then you're basically good, or even better, if you get a 1500. I think there's a lot of, things like that in school that make you feel like you should compare yourself, or you're not good enough, and I think that's just, like, That's just such a bad mentality, because that just kind of...
But then again, how are you supposed to create competition in a society? Like, competition is motivation, you know? And if you don't have motivation, like, as in, like, to be better than other people, how do you... I mean, there are always goods and bads, and you can't always get rid of all of the bads, but... Eh, it's a complicated matter. Alright, so I think this is all we have for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Feel free to let us know what you thought about it on social media or Anchor. Leave us a voice message. If you want it to be included in the podcast, let us know. We will reply and include it. Hope you enjoyed it, and have a great day.